From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulates Erdogan on election win. Indonesian Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno says long holidays can increase the movement of domestic tourists and support tourism foreign exchange. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo congratulated Recep Tayyip Erdogan on winning the second round in Turkey's presidential election. The president hoped that the strategic partnership between Indonesia and Turkey following Erdogan's re-election as president can continue or even strengthen. Erdogan won the Turkish presidential election in the second round on Sunday, May 28, and succeeded in extending his power, which has lasted more than 20 years. Erdogan gained 52.1% of the vote, while his challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu backed 47.9% of the vote. The Indonesian government officially stipulates joint leave on Friday, June 2nd, so there will be a four-day-long holiday from June 1st to the 4th. With this long holiday, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in the Weekly with Sandi Uno on Monday in Jakarta stated, the government has prepared tourism, economic, and creative events, as well as tourist destinations, so they are ready to be visited during this long holiday. Minister Sandiaga hopes that this long holiday can increase the movement of domestic tourists so that the target of 1.4 billion domestic tourist movements can be achieved in the first half of semester 1 of 2023 and can support foreign exchange of $9.99 billion.
Kita memprediksi setiap ada long weekend.
We predict that every long weekend there will be an additional 1 or 2 days where there will be movement. I'm monitoring tickets for Bali, Jogja, both air and by road. There will be an increase. We will report the results later, but I expect the target for achieving 1.4 billion Indonesian tourist movements can be achieved in the first half of semester 1 of 2023. So for the economic impact, we have predicted the Indonesian tourists can help support this foreign exchange up to $9.99 billion. Sandiaga Uno further said, based on travel agent online booking data, Bali, Joglo Semar, Bromo, Tengger, and Semeru tourist destinations were most in demand at this long holiday moment. Apart from that, during this holiday, according to Minister Sandiaga, there are also interesting events, including Indonesia Outdoor Festival at Istora Senayan, Java Jazz, Jakarta iFlix, Drupadi Monologue Theater, Indonesia International Motor Show in Surabaya East Java, and Vesak Commemoration in Borobudur Temple. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who has said the friendly match between Indonesia and Argentina at the upcoming FIFA match day in June 2023 would be a draw for domestic tourists. He said in Jakarta on Monday, the government's target of 1.4 billion domestic tourist movements this year would be bolstered by sports tourism, including the match between Indonesian and Argentina national football teams. Previously, the General Chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, Erick Thohir, announced Indonesia would play a friendly match against Argentina at FIFA Match Day on June 19. Now we move to the international news. Two United Nations agencies warned Monday of rising food emergencies, including starvation in Sudan due to the outbreak of war, and in Haiti, Burkina Faso, and Mali due to restricted movements of people and goods. The four countries join Afghanistan, Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen at the highest alert levels, with communities that are already facing or projected to face starvation or otherwise risk a slide toward catastrophic conditions. He called for immediate action in the agricultural sector to pull people back from the brink of hunger, help them rebuild their lives, and provide long-term solutions to address the root causes of food insecurities. Next, we have the Saudi Armed Forces that launched a joint exercise on Sunday with the participation of forces from the Gulf Cooperation Council countries and the United States, the Kingdom's Defense Ministry announced on Monday. The Eagle Resolve 23 drill, which was launched at the Air Warfare Center in the Eastern Province, aims to enhance military cooperation, exchange expertise in the field of missile air defense, and unify planning implementation of procedures. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and the leaders of Pacific Islands nations have agreed to expand cooperation in their summit in Seoul. The leaders reached the agreement on Monday in the inaugural summit between South Korea and countries of the Pacific Islands at the former presidential office of Chonghwa-dae in Seoul. After the summit, the leaders adopted a joint statement presenting a vision to build a partnership for the freedom, peace, and prosperity of the resilient Pacific through cooperation while maintaining regional peace and stability. We end the news with Vietnam that holds an important position and is a potential market in Boeing's business strategy, and the U.S. aircraft manufacturer will boost operations in Vietnam in the near future. Steve Biegun, Senior Vice President of Global Public Policy for the Boeing Company, made the statement. Biegun met with Minister of Industry and Trade Nguyen Hong Dinh last week on the sidelines of the 2023 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, ministers responsible for trade meeting and the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework ministerial meeting in Detroit. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
the 2024 legislative election system is heating up again the proposal for two types of models of a closed proportional system or party voting, and an open proportional system or voting for names and photos of legislative candidates emerges again. Currently, the proposal is still being discussed at the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court drafted the two systems after receiving a request for a judicial review of Article 168, Paragraph 2 of Law No. 7 of 2017 concerning elections related to an open proportional system, which was registered with case registration number 114 on 14th of November 2022. Many parties hope that the system implemented in the 2024 will be an open proportional system because voters can see and know the track record of which representatives will be elected to occupy the position of people's representative in the House of Representatives at the city or agency, provincial and central levels. Previously, former Deputy Minister of Law and Human Rights Denny Indrayana said that if close proportionality or voting for parties in the 2024 election is used again, Indonesia will return to the new order era, and corruption, collusion, and nepotism will happen again. Meanwhile, the palace side indicated that all decisions regarding the system used in the next election, based on the judicial review, are the stipulation of the Constitutional Court. Deputy Four of the Presidential Staff Office, Judy Ardiantoro, said in Jakarta on Monday that the government will not interfere in the process of making the Constitutional Court stipulation regarding the judicial review of the legislative election system. He also emphasized that as long as there is no official stipulation from the court, everything must adhere to what is currently in force, namely Law No. 7 of 2017 concerning elections. In fact, the selection of an open proportional legislative election system is a major breakthrough after the collapse of the New Order regime, which implemented a closed proportional system, because closed systems are vulnerable to corruption, collusion, and nepotism. As we have said before, it is the parties that will determine who is placed in each representative council. People now are smart enough to vote because they do not want to make the wrong choice in selecting people for a 5-year period. In addition, it is expected that with a closed proportional system, business interest and closeness will play a strong role. The Constitutional Court has not yet stipulated what system to be applied in the next election, because according to the spokesperson for the Constitutional Court, the discussion on judicial review is still ongoing and the results will be submitted to the panel of constitutional justices no later than May 31st, 2023, on 11 a.m. 8 of 9 factions of political parties in the House chose the open proportional model, and only one supported closed proportional model.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Begin today in history with an event on May 30, 1938, when national hero Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya. Dr. Sutomo was the founding figure of Budi Utomo, the first movement organization in Indonesia. In 1903, he studied medicine at the school, taught Oplading van Inlandse Artsen or Stovia in Batavia. Along with his friends from Stovia, Sutomo founded an association called Budi Utomo in 1908. It became a milestone in Sutomo's political movements against the Dutch East Indies government. The Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya, East Java on May 30, 1938 and was buried in the Surabaya Heroes Cemetery. Move on to an event on May 30, 1942 when the British carried out a massive bombing of Cologne City, Germany. The British Air Force of Royal Air Force heavily bombed Cologne City, Cologne in Germany, bringing war to German land for the first time. Over the next 3 years, Anglo-American bombing devastated German urban areas. About 240 hectares of important and strategic industrial areas in Cologne were destroyed. This attack also marked the beginning of a massive attack by the Allied forces against major cities in Germany to weaken German power in the Second World War. We end today in history with an event on May 30, 2003 when Air France stopped Concorde commercial flights forever. The supersonic Concorde aircraft was jointly made by the French and British consortium from planning to designing in 1954. In the late 60s, the first prototype Concorde was officially launched. The presence of the supersonic Concorde passenger aircraft marked a new era of modern aviation. However, due to noise pollution generated and high cost to cause several accidents, finally Concorde commercial flights were stopped by French airline Air France on May 30, 2003. While the British airline officially stopped in Guess it got lost or flew away. Waiting around is the way.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Luxembourg increase economic and transportation cooperation. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi received a visit from Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn in Jakarta. In a joint press statement with her counterpart from Luxembourg in Jakarta on Thursday, Minister Retno Marsudi said Indonesia and Luxembourg were exploring the possibility of increasing economic, transportation and logistics as well as health cooperation. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, there has been a significant increase in Luxembourg investment in Indonesia, namely 732% in the first quarter of 2023, the value of 15% over the last 5 years. In the bilateral meeting, the two foreign ministers also discussed the importance of completing the Indonesia and European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations as soon as possible. She also welcomed the air service agreement, which will be signed by Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn and Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi. Retno Marsudi emphasized this agreement will encourage connectivity and facilitate business opportunities, especially in the cargo sector. Through this agreement, Luxembourg flag cargo airlines Cargolux will increase the number of flights to Indonesia. According to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Indonesia is encouraging Luxembourg to utilize Batam as a hub activity center for cargo flights in the ASEAN region. Meanwhile, in the health sector, she welcomes Luxembourg's investment to build a medical refrigerator production facility in Depok, West Java, which has been in operation since October 2022. Minister Retno Marsudi hopes this technology can contribute to improving health facilities, strengthening vaccine production capabilities, and making Indonesia part of the global medical supply chain. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Banyak cerita yang terjadi saat ku denganmu. Ada bahagia, canda tawa, ada hati rindu. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu, kesamu saat kita bertemu. Aku tahu kau cemaskanku saat ku tak ada di situ. Dekatmu simpan luka dalam rindu. Kesal rasanya berbalas pasan tanpa bertemu. Habiskan malam milik berdua. Jangan takut, pasti bertemu. Tunggu nanti kita bersama lagi. Tunggu nanti pasti bertemu. Simpan dulu rasa rindu, kesamu saat kita bertemu. Aku tahu kau cemaskanku. saat kita bertemu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, beer is an alcoholic beverage which is produced through a fermentation process and one of the most consumed drinks in the world, especially in European countries. European people know various types of beer with different levels of alcohol. In Indonesia, especially Bogor community in West Java, also know beer. Of course, this typical Bogor beer is different from the beer known to the world community. In general, beer contains intoxicating alcohol. However, this typical Bogor beer is non-alcoholic, so it's not intoxicating. It's even healthy. This healthy beer is known as bir kocok or beer shake. It is called beer shake because of the way it is made by shaking it, resulting in a foam similar to that of beer foam in general. Bir kocok is a traditional drink typically Bogor and has been around since 1960s. Bir kocok is made from ingredients such as ginger, cinnamon, cloves, and palm sugar. How to make this beer shake is not difficult. All the ingredients are boiled, after that it is then filtered and placed into drink bottles. When it is to be served, the stew is then placed in a teapot which is added with ice, then shaken until frothy. If it's frothy, this drink is ready to be enjoyed. The aroma of this beer is so fragrant. The fragrant aroma comes from a mixture of various ingredients with cloves. The combination of ginger and palm sugar makes this typical Bogor drink taste sweet and warm. The warm taste of ginger actually has many benefits, including overcoming colds, relieving flu, and also warming the body. It's not difficult to find bir kocok in this rainy city. You can easily find bir kocok on Jalan Surya Kencana. There are many vendors selling beer shake using a simple cart on top, which are neatly arranged drink bottles filled with processed beer shake. With a price of around 5,000 rupiah or less than $1, you can already enjoy a glass of beer shake. Apart from being able to drink it on the spot, this drink can also be brought home. Every seller usually has prepared beer in bottles too. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
The moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes. Just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I want it to be high. the blue. So make sure I have no clue when you ask. Baby, take my hand, don't want you to be my husband, 'cause you're my Iron Man and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, 'cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. Now we're having dinner, and baby, you're my winner. I see the way you smile, you're thinking about the aisle. You reach in your pocket, emotions unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see it.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is persiapan perjalanan or travel preparation. We will listen now to a conversation entitled Segera Kesana, which means get there right away. This conversation takes place on the phone between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend from Chris Vlog Community. Chris said that he will soon meet Sorta Uli in the Sibolga Port waiting room. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material, segera ke sana, which means get there right away or get there immediately. I will say the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Segera pergi. Segera pergi, which means leave immediately. Ke sana. Ke sana, which means go there. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there right away or I'll go there immediately. Ruang tunggu. Ruang tunggu, which means waiting room. Pelabuhan Sibolga. Pelabuhan Sibolga, which means Sibolga Port. In the conversation, you heard the expression, saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. In that sentence, there is an adverb segera. Segera, which means immediately or right away, which marks the expression of an activity that is carried out immediately. In the sentence, the adverb segera, which means immediately, is followed by an expression that states the activity to be carried out right away. That is pergi ke sana, which means go there. The sentence then becomes saya segera pergi ke sana. Saya segera pergi ke sana, which means I'll go there immediately. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples to mark expression of activities that are carried out immediately. Saya segera berangkat ke sana. Saya segera berangkat ke sana, which means I leave or I'll go there immediately. Kami segera pulang ke rumah. Kami segera pulang ke rumah, which means we'll go home immediately. A port or harbor is a place where ships dock. Sibolga Port is claimed to be the best in Asia Pacific. The design of Sibolga Port is made for goods and passengers. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details let's listen to the example of the conversation once again.
Sorta, kamu di mana?
Saya sudah di ruang tunggu pelabuhan Sibolga.
Saya segera pergi ke sana.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Persiapan Perjalanan or Travel Preparation and a conversation entitled Segera Kesana, which means get there right away. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
percuma senyumku dengan dia. Kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Ci Adik Ci Abang by Baim Selpa. The song, which was composed by Tengku Fauzi, is a Pelalawan Malay song. Pelalawan is one of regencies in Riau Island, and the song Ci Adik Ci Abang narrates the story of two lovers, namely Ci Adik and Ci Abang. The lyrics talk about Ci Abang going abroad and leaving his girlfriend, And finally, the lover, namely Chi Adi, marries another man. Well, VOI listener, here is the song Chi Adi, Chi Abang by Baim Selba. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapu, si bujang lapu jadi mempelai, cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, tegalo, jangan tegalo, tegalo, di bawah lantai. Hari ini bertanam kapas, besok lusa tanam ke esoklah lusa tanam ke kabut. Anak mak limah pinanglah lekas supaya emak punya menantu. Anak mak limah pinanglah lekas supaya emak punya menantu. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, tegalo, jangan tegalo, tegalo, di bawah lantai. Sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapuk, si bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, tegalo, jangan tegalo, tegalo, di bawah lantai. Hari ini bertanam kapas sayang, esoklah lusa tanam ke kabut. Hari ini bertanam kapas sayang, esoklah lusa tanam ke kabut. Untuk penghulu nikahkan lekas, emak tak sabar menimang cucu. Untuk penghulu nikahkan lekas, emak tak sabar menimang cucu. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, tegalo, jangan tegalo, tegalo, di bawah lantai.
Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapuk, yang bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai. Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, tegalo, jangan tegalo, tegalo, di bawah lantai.
Cincalo, sambal cincalo, cincalo, berulang petai, lapuk, si bujang lapuk, bujang lapuk jadi mempelai.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.